Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Stephen Murphy, who is CEO at Prohibition Partners. First of all, Stephen, could you tell us what Prohibition does?
Prohibition Partners and our group, we are a global intelligence and data group for what I would say is a very emerging and one of the fastest growing markets in the world. We are headquartered in London, but have operations around the world. We started operations in 2017 and have kind of seen, when we first started, we saw less than 10 markets around the world where cannabis was legal. Today it's just under 50, and that is excluding the US, which is actually the biggest market by some distance. However, it's not federally legal. So, you know, if you include US states, there's over 50% of the US population can access cannabis legally. We're in a very interesting period in terms of the access to cannabis around the world.
In terms of the rollout, it seems to be the whole thing relied on a gradual legalization in different territories. Is that something which is only going one way, i.e. things are being freed up, or is it something which is fits and starts? Nevada might make it legal and then it makes it illegal. I mean, how is that process going?
I think the genie is out of the bottle, so to speak. You know, what we're learning more and more in about cannabis is showcasing the efficacy and the safety regarding, I suppose, considered consumption. And this is something that has long been argued but frequently ignored by regulators around the world because of the stigma associated with cannabis and also the prolonged war on drugs, which is obviously a miserable failure. And however, you know, has long-lasting impact has devastated not only communities but significantly impacted the lives of patients who depend on medical cannabis to treat their conditions. And those conditions range from pain and anxiety all the way through to epilepsy, all the way through to cancer. And, you know, that's something that is often overlooked when we talk of cannabis and, you know, legalizing cannabis. There is a huge injustice that had been done as a result of the war on drugs. And thankfully, we're emerging from that now in a more compassionate and probably more considered approach. But it's not like, look, regression can always happen. You see what women's rights in Poland and other markets. So it's not, you can't take the foot off the throttle.
Right. And is there a big distinction between the CBD or the recreational side of, you know, you have it in an infusion or you have some sort of lotion, and the medical side? Is there a big divide in the industry?
Yeah, I would say so. You know, from a regulatory perspective, if you're talking anything medical, it's prescription based and it runs within, you know, it runs the pharmaceutical road in terms of level of compliance and how to the path to patient. Whereby with CBD or anything over the counter, there's less barriers required in terms of distribution. You have less levels or lower levels of compliance, and you probably have a bigger customer base because it's so universal. So they're very different in terms of the types of markets that you are targeting. But, you know, from an initial product development or cultivation perspective, you know, it can be quite similar. However, the standards are obviously different.
Right. I just wanted to talk, maybe for the final part of the interview, just talk about Prohibition Partners, sort of the business model and your customers and growth prospects, things like that. Could you run us through that?
Yeah, of course. So look, we've been working in the space since 2017. And when we first started, it was predominantly North American investors who wanted to understand international markets. So where to deploy capital, where emerging and up and coming companies in which they can deploy capital, and also understanding changing regulation. Today, our customer base is really spread in global investors. So we work with a lot of people in Canary Wharf in the city. We work with regulators around the world, helping them shape their domestic policy. And we work with operators who want to execute within the space. So they could be traditional pharmaceutical groups transitioning into cannabis, or they could be existing cannabis companies looking to grow their operations internationally. We have, I suppose, two main arms to our business. The first is we have a strong consultancy offering, which offers clients very bespoke hands-on support in assisting their business. And then secondly, we have an always-on platform called Italis, where users can get information on regulation, compliance, market sizing, commercial information, company information, and pretty much every piece of data you need to make informed decisions on the cannabis industry around the world.
Right. Basically, Prohibition Partners are the one-stop shop. If you want to get into the business, when you're in the business, you are people to use and to consult and to get services from.
Hopefully.
And in terms of the situation now, just finally, we've got a lot of interest now. It looks like we've sort of, there's an inflection point in acceptance and everything else. How do you see this going maybe over the next couple of years? Is there, you know, from your position, which is obviously the vantage point, is a very, you know, you're right at the heart of it. How do you see it going?
No, I think for investment in cannabis around the world, we're in a very fascinating point. You know, while the impact of COVID has damaged other sectors, it's actually been a boom for cannabis. You've seen that in terms of consumption volumes in North America. You've also seen it accelerate regulators and their attitudes towards cannabis. Like in October of last year, the FCA updated their guidelines, essentially approving future cannabis listings. In the last 3 weeks in London, you've seen three different cannabis companies with different offerings list on both the standard and the AIM. And all of those have grown pretty substantially within those first 3 or 4 weeks, showcasing the demand for cannabis opportunities on this side of the pond. And because I would say it's probably harder to get to market in the UK or in Europe, you're seeing a higher caliber of companies coming on stream here. So it's a super interesting time. And where, you know, I always say in terms of the cannabis industry, if you put cannabis, sitting on the companies, on a growth curve, we haven't even started that curve yet. You know, it's hard to point where cannabis is in terms of the trajectory it's going to take up, of course.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.